The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have the servants recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
There was a young fellow. He really wasn't very bright, but he was going through the neighborhood offering to do odd jobs. He came upon a man standing on his front lawn. When he offered his services, the homeowner said, "Well, you see my porch. How much would you charge to paint the porch?"
$50.
The man replied, "Only $50? You're on. Everything you need. Porter paint, brushes, ladder, it's all in the garage. Go for it." Back inside the house, the man remarked to his wife what a great deal he had struck. She replied, "Gee, only $50? Now, does this guy understand that our porch wraps all the way around the house? It will take him forever." Well, in just a short time, the young handyman was back at the front door. "I'm finished." "What?" exclaimed the man of the house. "You have painted that entire porch?" "Sure did. I even had paint left over, so I gave it 2 coats. As they walked out the door, the wife was screaming in the driveway, looking at a car dripping in gray paint. My car, it's ruined, my beautiful car." The so-called handyman said, "Oh, by the way, lady, that car is not a Porsche, it's a Ferrari." At times, we just don't get it. Today, it seems many Catholics don't get it. Despite all our efforts, too many Catholics do not understand their faith. Many do not grasp even the most basic church teachings. Transubstantiation, the idea that during Mass, the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus Christ, it's central to the Catholic faith. The Catholic Church teaches that the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. Recently, the Pew Research Center completed a study of American Catholics. They found that a majority of self-described Catholics don't believe this core teaching. Only one-third of U.S. Catholics say they believe that during Mass, the bread and wine actually become the body and blood of Jesus. Nearly 7 in 10 Catholics say they personally believe that during Catholic Mass, the bread and wine used in communion are symbols of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. This is not what the Church teaches. The Eucharist, somehow, through the power of the Holy Spirit, actually is the real presence of Jesus, body, blood, soul, divinity, not a mere symbol. That plaster statue over there is a symbol of Mary and her child Jesus, but it does not make them present. We have symbols of great leaders, but those symbols are not their real presence. The great American novelist Flannery O'Connor once said, "If the Eucharist is just a symbol, then the heck with it." Many Catholics are very confused. The Church has failed us. Such confusion about fundamental beliefs of Catholicism is our own fault. This survey needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, the bishops, we priests, anyone responsible for passing on the faith. We are all guilty. Failure to transmit this core teaching, along with many other facets of our faith, is a major problem. We have let religion or faith become nothing more than morality, good or bad behavior. Some would say a big deal. As long as we are committed to the poor, as long as we work for social justice, as long as we are nice people, that's all that matters. Religion is that, but much more. You know, a person can commit to the poor, work for social justice, be kind, but also ignore God, or even hate God at the same time. We have let popular opinion or social media dictate faith. We get our religious beliefs, our biblical interpretation from talk shows, editorials, or letters in the newspaper, or politicians. These are the thieves our Lord spoke about who can break in to steal our faith. Just be nice, then you're a good Christian. Not necessarily. Our Lord had more to say than just be nice. St. Paul wrote to the Hebrews that faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith is more than just making this old world a better place. There is another world beyond this one. Faith is much more. The Church has to tackle this problem. Our church leaders, we priests, have to figure out what is going wrong. This confusion did not happen overnight. It won't get fixed overnight. The Church has the responsibility not only to teach the truth, but to give meaning to the truth. So we believe this or that. Why? Why? Most people know what the Catholic Church teaches on lots of issues today, or they think they do. The 7 sacraments make Christ really present, but that takes some explanation. All the hot-button issues of today are so complex. Immigration, the death penalty, sexuality, marriage, gender identity, beginning or end-of-life issues. Help yourself by doing all you can to make yourself aware of what guidance the Church gives on these things. And don't stop there. Ask questions. Find out why. Don't make hasty decisions based on our emotions, personal issues, or the desire to be liked by everybody. Up until this very day, people are dying for their faith in Christ and in his church. You know, if we ask great social justice champions like Mother Teresa of Calcutta, St. Vincent de Paul, or Dorothy Day, if the Eucharist is just a symbol, they would jump out of their graves. That unexplainable miracle of Christ's presence gave them the grace to do what they did. Take away our commitment to solid religious doctrine. Soon, our commitment to the poor will disappear. They belong together, and the church has to figure this out. The man who wanted his porch painted did not make himself clear. The porch, not the Porsche. Recent surveys point out that the church has not been very clear. Our church has failed to make Catholics not only aware of what the church teaches, but also why the church teaches it. If you find yourself unaware or confused about Catholic teaching, if you even find yourself angry about what the church seems to be saying, you are not alone. Slow down, take time, do your best to learn what, then why, the church says what the church says. As St. Paul wrote, faith is evidence of things not seen or understood. Don't let anyone steal your faith.